All right, time for Boots and Salutes at 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off. Good morning. You're on Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot that lawyer that keeps on digging up all that stuff from the past. I'm tired of paying for the sins of our fathers. And I hope they'd get on with their life already. Thank you. Bye.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 on this Thursday morning. Anything that may be on your mind today?
I'm interested in if anybody has any thoughts on the alarm system that was yesterday and went off on all of our cell phones 9 minutes after it was scheduled to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you were standing in a bank line like a buddy of mine, but it led to more conversation because about three or four phones, he said, went off, and then everybody talked about it and compared notes and determined that it came out 9 minutes later. But it always amazes me because a company like Facebook, an organization like that, has so much control over their technology and how they disseminate it, and then we have such trouble with the other. We should just hire Facebook to do it.
See, at the end of it, The one thing is that if you didn't get the emergency alarm yesterday, you should contact your service provider, is what we've been told from the province.
Yeah, because you were supposed to get it.
Yeah. So the province has said that things worked on our end, so contact your service provider. Now, what I find humorous is that the majority of Saskatchewanians' service provider is SaskTel. So you're the government is saying it worked, but the government will tell you it didn't work, if you know what I mean.
Yes, the government. Yeah, I get your point.
But it
did work. I don't know. Should I get wound up over being 9 minutes late? I guess it depends on the severity of the alert that they're sending out, right?
That's right.
Probably 9 minutes in most cases isn't really a big deal.
It all depends. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Okay, so I'm driving downtown Saskatoon on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do motorists any longer have any idea what it means when there's a long group of cars that have got their four-way flashers on and they are proceeding in a solid line?
Oh, it was a funeral procession.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that very much anymore.
But I did on Monday,
right?
And
right,
people
right.
are cutting in. And
yeah.
people are getting upset. Like, is the respect gone from that? Like, it used to be in the driver's handbook. I understand it is no longer in the driver's handbook.
Oh, is that right?
That you yield to funeral possessions, processions. I believe that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, because back in the day, we would stop traffic at intersections so the entire procession could go through.
Absolutely, and that's what I did. But I was, like, amazed. People behind me were honking and getting upset.
Wow. I never thought of that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You won't need no alarm when Jesus returns every hour.
All right. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. But yeah, no, like, the four-way, just getting back to this procession, the four-way flashers were going and
nobody was paying attention to that.
I was just shocked.
People get upset about everything. It surprises me, too, when they try to sneak up on the shoulder lane on a left-hand turn. And this is what's happening on 16 and Boychuk. They're, you know, changed the traffic pattern over there because the overpass is going in on Highway 16 in Boychuk now. And so it's two lanes, but people try to sneak in on the left lane, which is actually the shoulder. And then when they get up to the front, they have to merge, or they have to do the zipper merge, and then everybody gets upset. We just get upset a lot.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I tried to get in yesterday. There was a gentleman who phoned towards the end complaining about the driver in the Humboldt accident, the bus driver. He was saying because he was white, he would have been charged already, so I'm assuming he's saying that the other driver is for preferential treatment. This gentleman that phoned in, that's the problem with Saskatchewan. You still have people with that attitude.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I see Brad Walls showing his true colors. He never really cared about the people of Saskatchewan. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to have a big boot for a truck driver that used my feed yard as a dumping ground for his peas.
Okay, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to give a bouquet to Cindy. I don't know what her last name is, but yesterday I had car trouble. She spent a half an hour with me trying to figure all this stuff out, and she would not take anything, not even money for a cup of coffee. So I certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, and good on Cindy.
Yeah.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing? Good on
Sydney. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. A few moments to share your thoughts and comments this morning on Boots and Salutes.
Here's something that I'd like to ask you about. I saw this story yesterday. Live Nation and Ticketmaster are hoping they're going to streamline concert admissions by using facial recognition. So they're working on the technology now. How far it is away from being implemented, I don't know. I probably won't be alive when it really is. But it's amazing to think. So you go to the Shania Twain concert Saturday, right? You wouldn't need a ticket. You wouldn't need a ticket. You would just need to show up, and facial recognition would say, bloop, yep, he's got a ticket. Bloop, yep, she's got a ticket and stuff. So you wouldn't even... You would at no time even need to pull out your ticket to be scanned or anything like that. However, here's the problem. What if you buy tickets as a gift?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They'll have to figure that out, but what amazing technology.
What if you're playing a rec hockey game and lose a tooth? It's Canada, man. It can
exactly.
happen. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yesterday on question period, something really disturbing. The Liberals, instead of appointing more judges to help the court system go along, they've now passed a new bill that if you abduct a child under 14, it's just a fine. It used to be a 10-year minimum sentence. And also, if you join a terrorist group, which used to be a 10-year minimum sentence, is now just a fine. And the list goes on and on and on. Like, the man really has to get something straight. They've got everything so backwards in this country, it's unbelievable.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I just want to give a salute to all the farmers out there that are working so hard in our province, getting prepared for seeding. I personally have someone in my life that's doing that, and I just want to salute the province and the farmers that keep feeding the world. So thank you to everyone that's doing that.
Absolutely. You eat, thank a farmer.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
I would like to salute that alarm that we had yesterday. I was on the road pulling a horse trailer when it come through, and it caught your attention immediately, and I think it's an awesome, awesome thing. And another comment on your funeral possession. I so agree. Us old school people, you better stop and respect a funeral possession. I think it's a must.
I'm with you. It's somebody's last ride. What would it do to you? Just give them some respect.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I got so many boots that we can't, the show's not long enough. But the biggest one I got is about the funeral thing. Yeah, I grew up. If you didn't pull over and stop, you got your head caved in. So these people that go by honking and screaming and hollering, get a life.
Boots and Salutes.
Morning, I'd like to salute your station for playing 90s music.
Thanks for the call. Much. And good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. Good morning. The guy that called in about Trudeau, I think he's right on.
All right, thanks so much. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. After 8 o'clock, your chance to be just like Mom and win your way to Shania. Details are coming up on CJWW Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.